Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
Nothing can save you from us. No. Got the culture on my back, got the city on my back. Kick through in the clutch. 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 Kick through in the clutch.
All right. All right. Well, we're about out of time. Fuck. All right, ready to go? All right. How are we going to start, get our mindset over? Normally, our technical difficulties are hidden, not for everybody to witness. Oh, fuck. All right. How do you want to, how you want to start out here? We've got a fuck ton to get to, and I think we're supposed to have a black guy on.
I don't know if that's how he wants to be announced. do you think he's watching? Fuck these guys. He changed his mind.
Well, he knows he's black. I mean, it's not like it's going to.
He just broke the news to him. Oh, that's amazing.
All right. Well, fuck. All right. So let's just fucking get into it. We'll just go down the list until he shows up. You know, he
perfect.
He might be late, you know, cause you know how those people are.
This is going to be so fun.
I just, he's an actual published rapper.
I thought you were going to say he's an actual black guy.
No, I was just going to say that when I say those people, I just mean rappers.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I was talking to you earlier in the week about that guy that I seen on Facebook.
Yeah.
So the premise of what this guy does is you pay him like $20 or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. And he'll call somebody on your behalf.
Yeah.
And give them bad news. My thought was I wanted to take his idea and steal it, but I wanted to steal it in a way that made it our own. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like that way. If somebody had seen him do it, wouldn't be like, oh, these guys ripped him off.
Uh-huh.
And then I just kind of, as I thought through it, now I'm just at, I just want to steal the idea.
Yeah, just, I don't even care.
Well, I mean, we can change the verbiage a little bit to where it's not, you know, we break bad news. We can change it to, we'll say what you don't want to. Right. I mean, it's still his idea.
The best part is that up until just when you had this conversation, we had plausible deniability. I never heard of that guy, but now we're screwed. We're going to have to scrub the internet of all the evidence.
So what do you think?
I'm good with stealing his idea and making it very blatant that we stole his idea. I think that's even funnier. Tagging him in every post.
We're gonna set up we already have a PayPal set up for the show, right?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to, how much do you want to do this for? $5?
Yeah, I was thinking $5, but if you wanted to go 100, you know, whatever. Somewhere between $5 and $100. Do you think $5 is enough, or do you think $10 would be better?
What about, so I don't want to make this too complicated because people are then just going to think it's a bit.
All right. So for every 3 minutes, it's $4. But for the first minute, it's 99 cents.
And I will be in lingerie when I make the call. All right. So how about it's just $5. We'll call whoever you want us to call and tell them whatever you want us to tell them.
Right. I'm good with that.
But we'll do it on the show.
Yes, absolutely. Do you want to make this a special show or part of our actual show?
I can't imagine that we're going to get enough of these to make it its own show.
Oh, I can. I can imagine just about anything. We'll do with the voicemails. How about that?
Nope. Fuck them fucking voicemails.
Fuck them fucking voicemails.
I was in trying to get ready for this show this week.
Yeah.
I went through and looked back at voicemails. I hadn't been on that. I hadn't went and looked at the voicemails in a couple days.
Sure.
And that fucking Kaya So you remember how it transitioned from the official podcast voicemails to us?
Sure.
Now it's not, it wasn't a transition. There was a fucking line in the sand and then it just all stopped. And now it's all their bullshit again. If you could imagine me staring at this computer and it just going, delete, delete, delete. And I was getting more and more angry every fucking time. And it's right back to that same shit. Haven't heard of you guys before. Motherfuckers. I didn't even want to go. You know what? You fucked me up.
Sorry.
you said the V word.
Ah, damn it.
So what are we going to call it? We'll, Doug and Anthony will say it for you. Or we got to have something a little more clever. They're cleverer than that.
Fuck, man. Yeah, I didn't even think about a fucking name. Damn it. Are we going to have a jingle too? Son of a bitch. Let us break the bad news. What's his channel called? Let's just call it that.
All right. So you're not helping me here.
What's his name? What's the guy's name?
I don't know.
No. I figured we'd steal that too.
I want to steal a bit. I don't want to drive traffic to him. They can fucking find him.
Well, I figured we'd capitalize off the whole thing.
All right. We'll call ourselves the Facebook.
Yes. You could be Mark. I'll be Zuckerberg. How about that?
All right. So how are we going to do this so people know we're real? We can't put it on Patreon.
No. So
I mean, like, where are we going to put our PayPal at?
Just put it up on the screen.
I don't know what it is.
Let me do it. He said, I don't know what it is. I think I've said it to you like six times. There. Get there. Perfect.
Go to PayPal and call PayPal and tell them you want to send Doug and Anthony money.
Perfect. God, we're so prepared.
I don't know. Email us and ask us. I don't know. I don't know.
You do all the work. You pay us. We're not even going to tell you how to pay us. You got to find that out too.
I think this is a good idea. We're just not prepared for it.
Oh man. And just like everything else, we didn't wait until we were prepared. We're just going to vomit it out there.
Yeah.
We'll clean it up later. No problem.
You know what? While I'm sitting here talking to you, mm-hmm. I'm going to find it.
Okay. Perfect.
I don't even have it. I don't know where the bucket is.
Oh, this is amazing. I'd have to go back through our messages. There it is.
Fuck it. All right. Look for that next week.
Oh, shit. I swear to God, we'll have a better prepared next week.
No, we won't.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Yeah, we're going to have to move on. Apparently, we're not ready to roll that out quite yet.
This is a pre-rollout.
Those of us in the business would call this a soft launch.
I think everything we do is a soft launch. Oh, this is amazing.
This one I didn't even run by you.
I saw it on the board and I was like, all right.
So all this was is, I wanted to suggest to you that we start a new segment called Let's Shit On It.
Okay.
So I had told you that this is another idea I wanted to steal. I wanted to have like something at the end of the show, like the official podcast has, where they have the, whatever, the things we like corner or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I want an excuse just to talk about something random that I like.
Sure.
And have it make sense into the flow of the show.
Sure.
And then, I think I asked you about that and you're like, I don't know, whatever.
Because the only reason I was hesitant is because, so we're stealing all their fans and now we're going to steal their bits. Well, I mean, what are we going to call our show? The official podcast too?
No. So I was not in any way saying that we were going to steal their bit. I just like the idea of being able to come up with something random to say, hey, check this out, I enjoy this, whatever.
Sure. Yeah, I understand that.
But anyway, so I was all pissed off one day and I was like, you know, fuck it, we should just find something and shit on it. And
so instead of talking about things we like, we're going to go the opposite direction.
Yeah. So my thought was, what if we just pick something and then just shit all over it? That one social media post or several posts that I've shared from that one podcaster to you. Mm-hmm. That was what I watched that. And I'm like, I want to shit all over this.
do you really? I mean, we burned every bridge before. Why not burn that one too? Right. I mean, if we're doing that, my segment every week is going to be about Amanda.
I don't care. Oh, fuck. Anyway, let us know what you think. Should we find something and shit on it, or just tell you what we hate that week? What else we got? I got a whole list of shit here.
Yeah, yeah.
Black guy's late.
We need to keep pointing that out.
He
thought it was tomorrow.
I confirmed with him 15 fucking times.
Even better.
The only thing worse than trying to get a porn star lined up on the show is a rapper.
I think we should get a black porn star.
Those don't exist.
Oh, that's true.
All right. So I wanted to mention that Kai and I did a WATP. Who are these podcasts? So if you haven't listened to it and you like the sound of my sexual voice.
I give it my stamp of approval. It was super fucking funny. There was some very, very, very funny parts to it. Check it out if you haven't already.
I think that's whoarethese.com, I believe. Oh, all right. Next thing. Now we're just fucking going through this.
Banging them out.
So we're going to have to do this twice because I got so pissed off. How's my video quality? So
good.
All right. Paid my bill. I wanted to. We didn't talk about our sponsors last week.
Yeah, that sucks. Last week was kind of a. We didn't talk about anything, did we?
Mexicans. That's what we talked about last
week. Right.
So, what I wanted to talk about was this place, yoursstickerstore.com.
Yes.
God damn it. How do I work with me here?
So I was talking to somebody on Discord last night about this. They put in an order and they said that we must have got in on the ground floor because other than pop culture and weed, we were the only thing on there that wasn't pop culture or weed.
So yeah, I was going to say, but you just fucked everything up. You are a hell of a saleswoman. they have things on there like these fucking skins and shit.
Yeah.
So I think they've got a couple of them up, but if you use promo code Doug or promo code Anthony, it's just free Anthony. Shipping.
No, you get more free shipping with Anthony than you do with Doug.
Double the free shipping.
Right.
I know right now he's got a Who's Right sticker pack up there. It's all six of our stickers for $5. I would rather you buy them individually because I'll get more money that way.
Just also, buy whatever you want. Use my promo code.
Also, the shipping is astronomical. Mm-hmm. So if you don't use the promo code and you buy something from there, we make more money. we get a cut of the shipping. So we're actually cutting ourselves out by having a promo code.
I just want to win the contest. I mean, there's no contest. Just use my promo code. Yoursstickerstore.com.
All right, we're out of things to talk about. I got everything right up until. So on my show outline here, you know, it says Your Sticker Store promo, mm-hmm. and it says Black Guy Appears, and then I have a couple things to talk about.
Black Guy Appears. Oh shit. Was he going to go through some stories with us? Did you want to just go jump into a story and if he shows up, we'll kind of cut it short?
I don't care. Yeah.
we can go into the first story you got up here if you want.
I'm gonna play the so I really wanted to play this Biden slip up with him listening.
Oh, okay. We can skip that.
Well, no, because I don't know if he's ever going to show up.
No.
Look, he might have got killed in a drive-by or something. I don't know. He had every fucking opportunity. He wanted to come on here, and for some reason, he thinks, me of all people, I'm tired of getting accused of being racist. I'm fucking tired of it.
Are you?
I am. You go back and listen to our last 160 episodes.
Uh-huh.
I'm the one standing with the black men. Arms raised, head down.
Uh-huh.
What is that? The Black Panther?
So now you're a Black Panther?
Who's the Olympian?
Malcolm X.
Wrong.
Carl Lewis.
All right.
He's an Olympian, right? Wasn't he?
Anyway, I'm the one that's been standing there in solidarity. So I'm guessing you heard this Joe Biden shit.
Yes.
All right. So what'd you think of it? I'll play it. So we're trying to talk to each other, not talk to the audience, right?
Yes, it's not working very well, but yes.
Yeah, it is.
Don't tell me yeah, it is when I said no. Side eye doesn't work on the podcast. Yeah. You got to say a smart ass comment.
Anyway, yeah, okay. So did you hear that Joe Biden slip up?
I did.
No, the answer is no. I have no reason to play it if you've already heard it. Fuck.
Take three.
Hey, so did you hear that Joe Biden slip up?
No, I didn't hear nothing about that.
Now you're going to sit here and fucking lie to me?
Take four.
And the other thing we should do is we should challenge these students. We should challenge students in these schools to have advanced placement programs in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids.
Do you hear the clapping? Is Asian.
That's all I really mean, but think how we think about it.
Oh, shit.
I think if that was me, had I been... You know, like if I was giving a public address or something,
mm-hmm.
and something like that was come out of my mouth, I would have just stopped and walked off.
It would have been even better if in the background, instead of like light clapping, there would have been like, yeah, all right. Yes!
Super cool. Down with Blackie.
Yeah, that would have been great. Oh, man.
So what do you think? What do you think about that oddball? Were you upset?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I was going to say you fell right into it. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Since he's not here.
Dude, you said I fell right into it. All I said was, yeah.
No. You went right where I wanted you to go. So since he's not here, you're going to have to be oddball.
All right. Perfect. I mean, yeah. That's all I got. That's...
No,
motherfucker.
All right, let me see if he sent a message or something as to what the fuck.
He's only 5 minutes late. That's fashionably late.
Well, I got to make sure I told him that time. Yeah, he's late.
5 minutes. That's fashionable. Oh man, I told you that. I wanted us to add a new tier to our Patreon. I figure we could just bang it out on here.
Let's do it.
All right.
$50.
$50? No, I'm thinking like either 50,000 or 100,000. Cause I want to get, somebody mentioned that they wanted Mexican Jose.
You just said that you don't want to take somebody's bit. I think that's their third and final bit is having an extremely high Patreon tier. With Kaya's cheetah poster?
Oh, no. Well, yeah. I'm taking that. But that's my idea. So we're good.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Somebody said on the Discord, I think, that they wanted Mexican Jose to make him a rape table. So I figure we'll put that on our Patreon. He can. I haven't talked to him, but, you know, I'm sure he'll work for pennies.
Can we just save the cost of shipping the table and just have Jose go rape him for $50,000?
You think that's cheaper? You think the travel cost is cheaper?
I don't know how much does it cost to ship a Mexican.
Usually they walk for free, don't they?
I know you can fit like 89 of them in a FedEx truck. It should be fine.
Yeah, I was just trying to fill time. Fucking oddball.
All right. I guess we will jump to your story that you put on here. It's going to take a long time to get through the get caught up on our patron shout outs. We can just do that for an hour.
Yeah. I just didn't know if people wanted to listen to it or not.
Well, I don't give a fuck if they want to listen to them.
I suppose they can shut it off.
Hey, oddball's here. Woohoo.
Saved right. the day.
All right. He's standing outside. This is going to be great. All right, you ready?
Oh, I was born ready.
All right, hold on. I want to play intro music like a motherfucking professional. I didn't even think he was going to show up, so I didn't have anything ready. I need you to beatbox, Anthony. Go.
If you need me to beatbox, you're screwed.
Just go like wicka wicka wicka.
I can do that.
Wicka wicka wicka.
What'd he
say? Hey, oddball.
What's going on, baby?
I asked you to be in a quiet room, and you're fucking standing outside. That's like the opposite. Yeah, because
I'm getting to a quiet room right now. One second. I'm so sorry, bro. I'm getting ready for Las Vegas and shit. I got a show in Las Vegas. I've been getting ready. I've been drinking for about a week straight, and it's all bad. My baby mother's mad at me. So.
I think you should save whatever money you're going to spend on this Vegas trip and put it towards your Wi-Fi.
You know what? I'm not connected to Wi-Fi. I should probably connect to Wi-Fi.
Right now. Why the fuck would you do that?
What's the Wi-Fi code?
Oh, fuck me.
This is the best. This is going to be the best show ever.
Hey, do me a favor.
Absolutely, it is.
Do me a favor. I'll be watching you downstairs. That box. I'll be watching you. Give me a thumbs up when you're ready to go. All right.
Okay. Thank you. I'm gonna connect to the.
Oh, this is gonna be amazing! I'm so excited.
All right. So, did you hear about Joe Biden's slip up?
Nope. We got it right this time. I mean, who's Joe Biden?
All right. So I'm gonna jump to that receding hairline shit real quick. All right. Watch what you say. Facebook users who mocked fugitive drug dealers' receding hairline warned by police they could be prosecuted for bullying. Gwent police released a picture of Jermaine Taylor, 21, from Wales on Wednesday. But their online appeal for help was met with a barrage of facetious comments. Force warned Facebook users. What is force? That's what we should have named our fucking Navy as force.
The Force Navy?
No, just force.
Force.
That sounds fucking badass.
It really does. Can you put a picture of this dude up on your screen?
You motherfucker. You know I can't. That's why we were late coming on. We had a half hour of bullshit.
I thought you could put the pictures on there, not the videos.
No. Facebook users who mocked a fugitive drug dealer's receding hairline have been warned that they could be prosecuted for bullying. Gwent police. Where's this out of? Where's Gwent?
Not America. This is the Daily Mail, which is out of the UK, right? So, yeah.
Not American users who mocked a fugitive drug dealer's receding hairline have been warned that they could be prosecuted for bullying. Not American police released a mugshot of Jermaine Taylor, 21, from Not America, Southeast Not America, on Wednesday, as he was wanted on a recall to prison. But their appeal for help to finding him was met with a facetious, funny comments, with many choosing to use the opportunity for a joke. Lee Hook wrote, he was last seen in town. Police are combing the area. Well, Matt Price said, push his release date back further than his hairline. That should teach him.
Some of these guys, I just thought some of these comments were hilarious. And that the first thing you think when you see this fucking guy is, it says that he's 21, but he just looks so fucking weird, man. I've never seen a hairline like that because it's like tall like Kramer, but it starts way back here.
Looks like we've lost Oddball, so fuck me.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, you know what? We got 40 fucking stories to go through. Did you want to play a couple of the voicemails that came in? That
Yeah, some of them are pretty short. I mean, might as well get some of them. Yeah, get some of them going.
Hi, Doug. I'm from somewhere. I just wanted to say that this deputy Butterbeans guy that you have on sometimes kind of dragging the show down for you. Otherwise, love it. Keep what you're doing. Love you. Bye.
Did that sound like Kaya?
Kind of, but I don't think so. I think it was more Australian.
Did you say Kaya Dove?
Yeah, Kaya Dove.
All right. Hey, this is... Nope. God, Dave, if you're listening, you were supposed to be the producer for this episode, you motherfucker. You fucked me. I could have blamed all this on you.
Did he back out?
Yeah. Well, asshole. I don't know if he backed out. I never called him back to set it up.
Awesome. He should have just known.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, Dong. Commander Sweaty Balls reporting for duty. I was on Facebook recently, and I stumbled upon this account called the Pussy Church of Modern Witchcraft, and I highly recommend you two check it out. You two would just love the content they post there. It's a religious organization.
All right. Thank you.
Done and done.
You know what? It's still too soon, man. I appreciate you guys calling in. I've got like 14 voicemails here to play, but I've still got PTSD from all them voicemail episodes we did. I can't even feign interest.
All right. So then I will. Commander Sweaty Balls, I appreciate that because so far that's my favorite intro that, you know, hello, Anthony. Hello, Dong. That cracks me up every time. I don't know why I think it's so funny, but Commander Sweaty Balls reporting for duty. I appreciate you, Commander Sweaty Balls.
Yeah. Go to another show, I guess. Nope. Go to another article.
All right. What are you going to here?
Food tasters.
All right.
1 in 4 delivery drivers admit to tasting your food before delivering it, survey finds. Food delivery apps are becoming increasingly popular, even in the suburban areas of the U.S. But is convenience worth it if delivery drivers are sampling diners' dinners? A recent survey conducted by restaurant food supplier U.S. Foods examined consumer and delivery worker habits and pain points. Blah, blah, blah. The data revealed a unique insight as to how long it's wait to food. Unfortunately, it was revealed some unsettling stats. For example, out of nearly 500 delivery workers surveyed, more than 25% said they munched on food from an order.
If I was delivering and somebody had a bag and it had fries in it, yeah, I'm going to eat some fries. But if they ordered a salad, I'm probably not going to take a bite of their salad. I suppose it all depends on what you order.
God, you're a piece of shit. Would you really?
Yeah, why not?
Because it's not yours. It's somebody else's fucking food.
No, once I eat it, it becomes mine. Once I put it in my mouth, it's mine. You wouldn't? Really? So you're going to tell me you're going to sit in your car driving with fucking fries sitting right next to you and not instinctively reach over into the bag.
By the time I got there, I'd be like, you didn't order any fries. You
didn't. They must have forgot your fries. But they gave you an empty container.
I'll go back and get you some more. Weird. It's the damnedest thing.
Yeah. I'm being serious when I say that if I'm driving with and there's food on the seat next to me, I don't even know that I would think about it. My brain would just instinctively smell it, reach for the food, and start eating it. And I'd realize, like, 3 bites in, son of a bitch, I'm eating their fucking food.
You can't blame people But, it, you know, I mean, like you just said, it's instinct. You smell fries, you eat them. It doesn't matter where you're at.
Right.
You know, you, if you're walking through a restaurant and somebody has fries on their tray, you just fucking grab them. That's what you do.
As they're walking by. I just thought it just caught my eye because it was like they've interviewed 500 delivery workers and fucking 25% said they've eaten somebody else's food. That just seems so crazy to me.
That's why I think what that means is 75% of them are liars.
I think you're right.
We got somebody told us to take the, we should have done this with Oddball, but
yeah,
there's the racist shooter test.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got it set up for us to play on our Patreon episode after this.
I think Oddball's ready.
Okay.
We got a private message.
We're in the middle of a fucking conversation. Hey, he can't just fucking show up 21 minutes late and then send a private message and tell me which direction this show's going to go. As far as I know, he's in Detroit, which is really far away from me, so he can't tell me what to do. Anyway, so on our bonus episode, we're going to take the racist shooter test.
Yeah. I would love to take that with Oddball.
All right. Do I play his intro music again?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, damn it. Okay, no, not at all. This is Jay-Z.
No, it's Oddball, you dumb fuck.
Duh, I know that. You ever heard this song?
Yeah, when he sent it to me to play.
I wasn't talking to you. Oddball,
what's going on, man? What's going on?
That's much better. You are not running from the police through a fucking neighborhood. All right, yeah, so I got, man, my first question for you. Your name is Oddball the Wave Lord, right?
Yeah, the Wave Lord came after I moved to came to Illinois. That's the Wave Lord was added after I came to Illinois.
So I liked it better when it was Oddball.
Yeah. I mean, it is just Oddball, but the Wave Lord is just like a moniker, basically, you know what I'm saying? Just it's like an extra pseudonym.
I'm pretty sure rappers have to have at least 12 names to call themselves, right?
Basically. You know what? Doug messaged me. He was like, you know, you guys gotta, he was like, I gotta let you know how the shit goes on the show. I'm like, bro, I've been listening to you guys since like 2017. I know you guys are assholes. It's okay.
What's the worst thing that you've heard Anthony say?
the worst thing I've heard Anthony say, Anthony says a lot of bullshit. Like,
yes.
So I can't really, I know last episode he said a lot of fucked up shit. So,
all right, like what? What do we got?
Like Mexicans are like how you guys came here, you took it over, and now it's just your shit. Like
I stand by that.
Why would you say that to Mexicans?
Because it's funny. Tell me it's not funny.
It was funny.
See, there you go.
So I've got another follow-up question for you. I think it was about 14 months ago you had promised us a theme song.
Okay.
At the end of my statement, yeah.
Okay. So I will definitely explain that. You know, I mean, as far as with music, you know, you're doing a lot of shows and you're recording your product and your marketing and things of that nature. So I will say that I was a tad bit busy. As you can see, I'm very, well, I don't know if you follow me or not, but I'm pretty consistent. I drop a lot of music. So I can promise you this, though. I tapped into it with my producer and I'm going to get you a nice beat. I want it to be like real wacky kind of beat. You know what I'm saying? So I can kind of like rap about who's wrong or, you know, shit like that. So I'm a definitely get you a motherfucking theme song. That's on me.
Did you, while you're on here, did you want to shout out your ghostwriters or no?
I don't, I'm not great.
Sorry, I'm just fucking with you, man.
Hey, you know what? Hey, look, it's some rappers. It's some, because like we take you know, speaking from our soul series. There's some rappers that'll beat you up, telling they got those writers. They'll beat you up, man.
All right, so I want to know, other than, I'm trying to think of how to phrase this to, so you, I think we can all agree that Vanilla Ice was the most instrumental rapper as far as rap goes and bringing it into mainstream.
Who?
Vanilla Ice.
Well, you know what? We had this conversation. You are lying. You sit on a throne of lies. You are lying.
No, I'm Anthony. How long have I been saying that?
Just as long as I've known you.
But I remember you playing one of those episodes. You played it. You was like, "Yeah, I told Oddball." Listen, man, that guy is terrible.
He's what?
The worst rapper. He's the worst rapper ever.
So I'm not here to question his ability to rap. I'm just saying that without Vanilla Ice, rap would probably be dead by now.
He left.
You are nuts.
What other rapper brought rap to the mainstream more than Vanilla Ice?
I'd fucking say MC Hammer before fucking Vanilla Ice.
Well, okay, what other rapper made it as safe for white kids to listen to rap? Vanilla Ice. And right?
I would say Mark Wahlberg before.
No, no fucking way.
No way. I got to go with Doug on this one. There's no fucking way.
New Kids on the Block, man.
That was like boy band shit.
As far as rap music goes, it in order of importance, it goes Vanilla Ice, Eminem, the guy from third base. And Snow.
Oh my god. I don't know how to answer that, man. I don't even know a rebuttal for that, man. Like, that's crazy.
So yeah, the guy from third base.
You said you've got a show coming up, right? In Vegas?
Yeah, I have a show coming up.
What? You need a promoter or something, man. Something. you promote your shit like we promote our shit. Yeah, actually, yeah. I got a show coming up.
Yeah. No. Listen, I do have a show coming up. It's in Las Vegas. It's at a venue. I know I've never been to Vegas, but this is my first time going to Vegas, and I'm gonna do a lot of drugs. And drink a lot. I'm gonna get the top-notch call girl. And afterward, I'm gonna do my show.
I have always said there is nothing better than sitting in a hot tub filled with the tears of a broken down stripper. What's your drug of choice?
It's this little substance called None of Your Fucking Business.
Don't worry, nobody's listening. It's cool.
Okay, let me ask you this. When you go through security, do you have to walk with your buttocks clenched up?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I got a question. So you know what kind of show we put out. What value do you get out of this show? I'm genuinely curious about that.
I get to see how mass shooters think.
Interesting.
Okay, anyway. Hey, that got the room quiet. Hey man, Anthony, I prepared for you, man. Prepared for you.
All right.
But listen, okay.
All right.
I get the fact that, you know, in some situations, man, you gotta laugh at shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything can't be all serious because then you'll be depressed, man. Like, the stress is a killer, man. And what you guys provide for the people is you guys provide a way to an outlet, a way to just, you know, laugh at some shit. You know what I mean? So that's what I get out of it. And then you guys do, sometimes you guys do your research. Sometimes you don't.
We got you fooled.
I get it. I get it. I think I like Doug about one notch more than you.
Fuck. You know, I'm surprised it's only one notch.
you know what? That lady that was on the other episode.
Lady.
Blunt mom. She had nice lips. She had nice lips. But the thing is that I'm pretty sure she fucks a lot of fives. I would never fuck a five.
All right, so where am I at on the scale?
I told you in the comments, you're definitely a one.
A one? What the fuck?
A one. I don't think a fag would fuck you.
Wow. That's awesome.
That.
I think she sandbagged you a little bit. Your personality is definitely a 10. You know what I mean?
Well, that was nice. I want to know why it hurts more that you call me a one than that she calls me a five. Because, I mean,
oh, man. So which hurt you worse? That he said that you were a one, or that he said a fag wouldn't fuck you?
Both of those things sting.
So would you have felt better if he would have said you're a one, but a fag would probably fuck you?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. So I'm not insinuating anything.
All right.
Oddball, have you ever been to jail?
Yes, a lot.
Okay.
Yes, a lot. Huh.
All right.
Strange.
How long would your stay have to be before you would fuck Anthony?
3 weeks.
they'd have to give me life.
So there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
They crazy, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. Where am I drinking? I need a drink after that. God damn. What is your, Anthony, what is your drink of choice, man?
My drink of choice. So mainly I drink like honey, some kind of a honey whiskey, just on ice.
You sometimes. Are racist. Doug, what drink do right. you drink?
When I did drink, it was typically Busch Light, or it was
Tell me that's not a racist drink.
Rumplements and
yeah, that is. Yeah, that's a, I think Doug is a white Russian. I think Doug is a little insane because he doesn't drink anymore.
Really?
So I got a friend in Illinois, right? And his name's Malik. He does a lot of my artwork or whatever. And I told Malik, I was like, yo, because I'm gonna be going on the road soon. I'm like, I'll bring you with me, but you know, I heard you stop drinking, and I won't bring you with me if you stop drinking.
What the fuck?
He was like, why? I was like, because people that stop doing like what they like to do end up being like depressed and really fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're wrong about that.
I don't know, man. Substances are all right, man. Sometimes you need something to like move.
How old are you?
I just turned 30 this year.
That's usually what young kids say. That's weird.
That's weird?
Yeah.
Listen here, dog. You might be right.
Go on.
You might be right. All right.
You won this one, man. You was right about that. But then again, you know, when you get money, man, you don't, you feel me? It's kind of like, fuck it. You right. Gonna do what the fuck you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I'm
kind of hung up on one of the things that you just said. So if you have a friend who realizes that they have a substance problem, Don't you want them to get better? Don't you? You should take them with you to make sure they don't go back on whatever they're doing. not tell them they can't come with you unless.
Hey, Doug, whatever, dude. I'm sorry that I like my friend drunk.
you don't have to be sorry. That's cool.
Gonna be mad that he likes to be drunk. He like, hey, he's fun when he's drunk. Man, he got me kicked out of he got us kicked out of what's that bar called? Spartans, man. He got me kicked out of Spartans in Davenport. He was fucking talking shit to the bartender. Sometimes I like getting kicked out of places, man, because it was man. Listen, Sean is fun, man. You know, he's a fun guy, man, especially when he's drinking. You know what I mean? He's one of those guys that get us all in a fight and shit, you know.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
What kind of drunk are you, Anthony? What kind of are you? Emotional drunk that cries when you get drunk, or
no?
He does that when he's sober. What are you talking about?
No, I'm emotional when I'm not drunk. No, so, I'm a fun drunk, I think. See? But I mean, if you ask me, I'm a fun drunk. If you ask people that I'm around, they're like, "You are so fucking annoying right now. Just shut up." Ask Doug; he knows. He hates when I drink when we're doing the show.
So what drugs have you guys done?
I used to do a lot of none of your fucking business.
I love it.
I've never done drugs in my life.
So Anthony, you're lying, but
I'm really not.
are you a Trump supporter?
No.
No,
it's funny that you had to ask that. No, I'm not. I have a functioning prefrontal cortex. Is that right? Is that what they call it?
I'm sorry. Most Caucasians support Trump.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true at all.
You don't think that's true?
No. Where do you get your facts from?
Hold on. Is that really what you people think?
Oh my God!
You really
I like Trump?
What
you what?
I like Trump.
Get the fuck out of here!
Really?
No, I just said that for the viewers.
That's cool. I know before he was president, all of you guys used to rap about him all the time.
I ain't never rap about Trump, but you are right. And see, that's the thing. That's what really kills me. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you gotta either you standing on what you mean, or you don't. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like, you know, I don't. Okay, so for one, this is for anybody that because I don't think Trump racist, man. I don't think he racist at all. I don't think he racist, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he used to smoke with Snoop Dogg, man. How the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like,
so one has nothing to do with the other. You can hang out with a black guy and still think that the black race is inferior. You can't,
right, because the slave masters used to fuck the slaves and shit. Yeah.
So you did you say you remember that?
Yeah, I was.
No, is that what you said?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I remember it because I studied history, motherfucker.
Fuck, man! I was like, I thought that shit ended a long time ago.
That went over your head a little bit.
So. Yeah, anyway, all I was going to say, you can't say just because he hung out with Snoop Dogg that he's not racist. I mean,
I don't think dude racist for real. I think that he has some things that he wants to do for the country, you know what I'm saying? And he's the fucking president. Listen, at any point in time though, man, that I just don't think that it should be bashing of the president because it makes us look bad to other countries. You know what I'm saying? Like, we America, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, at the end of the day, stand behind your president, man.
All right. So do you get shit from your friends for that point of view?
Yeah, I do. I lost some followers, but I gained some too. Okay. So like, When it comes to the border, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to the border, I don't agree with how they are treating it's they're on the counter. I don't agree with how they are how they treating those people, you know what I'm saying? You know, having little kids in the cages and shit, but I do understand the fact of, you know, you gotta have your proper paperwork, man. Come over here.
That's like the what they call a complex situation that they're trying to distill down into a very simple talking points. And it's working very well. I mean, like you said, you lost some followers because you voiced your opinion, which that's stupid. I mean,
I feel like, you know, there's a lot of baiting far as the whole social media thing, because you can put anything on social media and people be like, well, it's on the internet, so it might be true. So, you know what I mean? Like, people, like, you know, the whole race baiting situation and all that shit, man, I'm not with it, and I really don't care. I mean, my kids are biracial. So whether you're a black extremist or a white extremist, if you come to my door, I'm going to blow your ass down. I'm going to shoot you in your face.
So I thought, you know, okay.
I'm going to shoot you in your face.
I've got a question that I need answered, because I've been getting a lot of feedback lately that I don't care for.
Okay.
So when I'm going to ask you a question, and you are going to speak on behalf of, am I supposed to say black or African-American?
I'm American, so on the black Americans, yeah, you can say black American.
There you go.
All right.
Because I'm not African technically, bro, because I'm not from Africa. I'm black, but I'm American.
But I can't just walk up to random black people and first ask them if they're from Africa before I address them.
Well, you can. Okay, so here's the thing. Here's where you can get educated, because you could tell an African from a black American. The nose is wider. The lips are bigger. As you can see, I have more of a pointy nose. With
you sound racist right now.
I sound like I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
All right. So my question, you are going to answer on behalf of all of Black America. Okay.
There you go.
Am I racist?
You?
Yeah.
No.
All right. Thank you.
All right, what about me?
No.
Damn it, you missed your opportunity, man.
I think you see things different from people, and that's what make people think you're racist. But I don't really think you're racist. I don't think so.
All right. Well, that's all I needed to hear.
Perfect.
So I'm gonna carry on.
All right, so how long have you been in the rap game?
I started
corny as a motherfucker when you
right,
said that.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to a question I got.
Okay, so I far as like officially, like yeah, dropping records and shit.
Yeah.
Almost 10 years. But I started rapping when I was like 10. So
all right. So you've been in it for a while. You got kids. Do you want your kids to go that route? Do you think that it's a good thing for your kids to, not good thing necessarily, but would you want them to, I guess?
I would. Well, I started my own publishing company and label just so my kids can run those companies.
Sweet.
I wouldn't necessarily want my, not that I would not want my son to rap. I just want him to be more of a CEO, you know what I'm saying? So
sure.
Now I'm setting things up to where he can run the show and he can pick the talent. So
gotcha.
I wouldn't mind it, but you know, that's, you know, to, far as rapping, it's something, it's my passion, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But it's also kind of a slaving deal, man, because you gotta stay at it, you know what I mean?
Grind all the time.
We'd prefer if you didn't use that word on this show. We are a non. So
man, my boy in the background cracking up, man. Y'all crazy, man.
All right, so you have a label now, right?
No, I've had a label when you guys met me as well.
Right.
It's just thriving more now.
Okay, so me and Anthony are we had this idea a while back where we were going to put a greatest hits of our podcast out on vinyl. Okay. Now
we're looking for distribution is what he's trying to say.
So we, what, how long, How many times does Anthony have to suck your dick before you press our shit?
You wouldn't have to do that, man. I love you guys, man. So, you know, we just work out some, you know what I mean? Just a percent, more of a percentage thing, bro.
That's no. I appreciate that.
I don't have to suck your cock, man. that's good.
That's a lot of dick to be sucking, man. I can't even lie to you, man. I wouldn't do you like that.
I'll tell you what. You can have 100% of the proceeds if you give me a copy and Anthony a copy.
Right.
You can do whatever you want with it. I don't give a shit. I just want one episode of this podcast on vinyl.
I feel like okay, so I'm about to do some big things right now, but I feel like you guys would be a fucking prominent podcast, bro. You guys got classic material, man. You guys are funny as shit, and every time you guys drop an episode, I listen, and it's you guys are dope, man. You guys are dope. I would do it for the smallest percentage, for real. You know what I mean? Like you guys got to understand something, man, that I can never just take 100% of anything from anybody, because it's your hard work. It's your dedication, man.
Did you see what effort we put into this show? There's no hard work involved.
Yeah, it is.
It was like 12 hours of prep work went into this. Did you see how we started this motherfucker?
You said you had somebody there.
If you guys are freestyling with the jokes, man, y'all like Peyton Manning off his back foot, man. For real, because that shit funny as hell.
I don't watch baseball. I don't understand the reference.
Baseball, boy, what?
what color is Peyton Manning?
He's a white man.
All right. He sounds like a black name. I thought you just threw black name at me, and I was going to deflect.
He's one of the greatest quarterbacks, man.
We don't. There's no football talk on this show. None of us know anything about it.
you guys watch baseball.
If you want to talk,
that was a joke.
If you want to talk about Pokemon Go, we are.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. When I was in middle school, I was one of the best Pokemon battlers you will ever meet.
Awesome.
I had all the holographic cards, all the strong.
I don't know. That was a joke, man. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, shit. you tried to expose me, man.
You just exposed yourself.
You did it yourself.
Hey, listen, I'm an anime. I love anime. I like Dragon Ball Z, all that shit.
Fuck me. All right. It was good talking to you. I wanted a gangster, anime. Man. I wanted a gangster on here, somebody hardcore, and he's on here talking about fucking Japanese child porn. I don't need this shit.
Can I tell you something, though? Can I tell you something? You're going to be surprised how many motherfucking... Man, it's dudes out here that watch Dragon Ball Z that will smoke you, man. For real. Like, your socks off, man. Look, my man telling you, listen, there's a lot of thugs that watch Dragon Ball Z, man.
That's amazing. All right.
So I consider myself pretty well versed in the Black American culture. I've seen Boys in the Hood. I've seen Menace to Society.
Right.
And I think there's another Friday.
I saw Friday.
And not once did they talk about fucking Hadouken or any other Japanese bullshit on them shows.
Because they're selling the image, you know what I'm saying? But, you know,
is your friend in the background yelling at us?
Yeah, he's telling you that he watched Dragon Ball Z.
That's amazing, man.
All right, can you hold the camera so we can see both of you? Does he got clothes on?
Put your cheeks next to each other.
Yeah,
I'm saying them niggas fake. Them niggas fake, bro. I'm telling you.
Fake.
They putting on a facade for you. Yes, them guys, them gangster thug ass niggas, they do regular shit too. But they don't want you to know that because they trying to be fake and funky and all that dumb ass shit. And that shit is, boy, I watch Dragon Ball Z and I smoke your boots.
All right. I need
more, I think.
I need to get somebody on here to translate, I think. It sounded like we're going for a cookout and he's going to smoke some meat and we're going to watch cartoons. That's what I got out of it.
Hey, this nigga's funny as shit, though.
Yeah, yeah. No, what he said, though, he said, you know, the terminology, okay? I'm going to break it down.
All right.
Smoke your boots mean, like, if somebody tell you they're going to smoke your boots, that mean you gonna get shot. That's just what that means.
So did that take the place of peel your cap back?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I'm like way far behind. I didn't ever heard of either one of those things. Yeah.
So if I tell somebody I'm gonna peel their boots back, what's that mean?
They're gonna probably look at you like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I kind of like having an audience laughing in the background. Oh shit.
All right.
So listen, Anthony, you said something in the last episode.
All right.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about.
All right, perfect.
Perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So you said, like, okay, what the fuck did you say? He was like, something about okay, so we took the country, so now it's ours.
Uh-huh.
And now, okay, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something, man.
All right.
Dude was actually right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So part of America was Mexico's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So also we understand that you're how can I say this without sounding like asshole?
Super smart.
Your race conquered the whatever the fuck this is called.
The country. World.
Yeah, you definitely conquered the world.
All right.
So we understand that you guys conquered this area, but here's the thing. I don't like, I understand the whole immigrant thing, but I feel like if we're gonna talk, we got to talk about the whole thing, bro. Like, if not you personally, but the people that conquered this. But do you know anything about international law?
International law, like pirates and shit, like out in the fucking water.
No. There is a international law, you know what I mean? And
you need to get
the
that?
Conquerors of this place broke those laws.
So somebody needs to go to jail? Is that where I don't understand where you're going with this?
What I'm saying is that this is you guys are immigrants as well.
Not me.
No, I'm not.
I was born here.
I was too.
There you go.
Yeah,
but so you're with me. So you agree with me.
Nobody's trying to build a wall around you. That's never come into the conversation.
No, I feel like people should kind of like take it easy on the whole just being an immigrant thing, man. Like,
yeah, I'm good with people taking it easy, but that's not what we do here.
Yeah, that's right.
Taking it easy is boring.
If we are the land of the free, I don't think we should go as hard on people for trying to go for a better life. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think we should go that hard on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, if we're the land of the free and the land of the opportunity, that's the selling point, and that's what makes people want to come here.
All right, you're missing a very important point. Me and
I'm not paperwork. You need paperwork. You got to do it the right way.
No. More than that. Me and Mexican Jose, we go way back. We've known each other for a long, long time. I was just fucking with them, just saying stupid shit to be funny, man.
Oh fuck, what? Anthony, you pussy.
I know. Damn it,
you fucking pussy. So
Mexican Jose, cool too, though. I like him, man. He was pretty cool, dude. Because I would have cussed your ass up.
Okay, so
I wish he would have.
What's the worst thing? If you wanted to throw a disparaging remark at somebody based on their race, and their race is Caucasian, what's the worst thing that you can say? Is it still cracker? Is that?
No, I think. I don't really do that. I mean,
not you. Okay, but you're speaking for all blacks. So I want to know, like, is cracker still the worst thing that you can call a white person, or is it like, is it devil or? What?
I think it would be cracker still, but you would just add saltine.
But you can't just. You can't.
Yeah, you say.
I think they can.
So why is saltine cracker worse than cracker?
Because it got salt on it.
Fair enough.
That, yeah, there's no argument for that.
All right. So if somebody,
but I don't really, I would never, I like, I don't, I'm really not, like me, I'm not racist. I'm more, I could be prejudiced sometime though.
I think everybody can.
Like if, like, you know, I always think like when you meet like, cause I do a lot of business. So like when you go into and you meet a white man, you have to, because the industry hates alpha males. You know what I mean? So if you're a black man and you're alpha male, they kind of shut you out really fast.
Just go into your meeting wearing a skirt. That'll shut them up.
If I was like that, I would. So if money mattered.
Where does somebody go? So I was sitting here trying to find your website. I wanted to put it up on the screen. It looks like, I'm assuming that YouTube is the best place to find you.
No, you can find me on Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal.
Do you have a website yourself or no?
Do I have a website myself? No, I took it down because I'm signing a new deal. So, yeah, this deal is worth millions. So I'm going to be acting really different.
Come on.
No, not towards you, but toward other people.
Can you take us on tour with you?
If you guys listen, man, if you guys would come on, I would. But you guys have to like fucking offend a lot of people.
You're trying to get me fired or what?
How can you be fired? You're an entrepreneur.
Right. Right. We're entrepreneurs. All right. So I expect. We're going on tour with you. And
okay. Yeah, already been invited. That was an invitation. We're going.
You are going to provide our security.
Yeah, right.
And
I'm going to provide you security.
We're going to start working on our riders right now.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm going to get you off here, but I want you to, like, if somebody goes to Spotify, what's the best way to find you? Just eyeball you.
You just type in the first. The O is capitalized, so it's ODD and then lowercase BALL, oddball, and that's how you find me on Spotify. That's how you find me on Apple Music. My Instagram is This Is Oddball. My Twitter is This Is Oddball, and my Facebook is Jovan Wilhite, because some faggot reported my page, and I had to send my fucking ID in the Facebook. And they were like, oh, he's not our boy. His name's Jovan Wilhite. And it was all gay. And it was bullshit.
Oh, it's great that people still talk like this. That's awesome. I miss it.
Still call people faggots.
Yeah. 2019 sucks. I love this.
God damn, man.
If you do bullshit and you like do some hoe shit, that like, to me, you were being a fag. Like you're a fag. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you. Not in a gay way.
That's how I'm gonna start talking to you, Anthony. If you do some bullshit, you're a hoe. I'm gonna peel your boots back.
You're peel your fucking boots back, you fag.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? There used to be a time, you know, I remember I was a foster kid, right? I was a foster kid and shit. And I used to watch South Park, you know what I mean, a lot. So, like, when I got hit to South Park, I called my brothers fags all the time. Like, you're fucking fag. You know what I mean? And, you know, we used to go visit our mother, and my foster parent is like, I don't know what the fuck he's got going on, but he's calling everybody a fag.
Oh, that's amazing.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker.
Oh, shit. We're going to have you back on again. This is great.
Bro. Bring me on. The next time I'll be on time. I'm sorry, I was on CPT. I was on color people time. Oh. And
I just said you're fashionably late, man. I don't know. All
right. Next time I will be on time. I promise. But all right. If you want me on, all right. You know what? you guys, when do you, if I would love to go, you know, be on the show from Vegas, bro. That would be dope.
When do you go?
I jump on the plane tomorrow at 7 p.m. and I will be there until Monday. I jump back and come on a plane Monday.
All right, you're going to have to record your part early and send it to us. All right, man,
I really love you guys, man. I love your show, man. Keep doing what you guys are doing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Hilarious.
And I fuck with your podcast, man. I put a lot of people onto it, and they enjoy it too. So thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, thank you, man.
Good luck in Vegas.
I'm sorry for not getting you guys the theme song. I will get it as soon as possible.
Don't go to Vegas and pull a fucking Tupac on me, goddammit. I need that theme song.
What I'm not going to do, because a lot of people say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but I don't. Herpes come back. So I'm cool.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. No problem. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys.
Have a good one.
All right. Fuck. All right. Now we got to. All right. So we started doing this thing where. I still see you.
I still see you.
All right. We started doing this thing where we're going to shout out our patrons.
Yeah.
So I've got a couple that I want to do first.
Okay.
Because they just signed up.
Okay.
And I colored them. Not the same kind of color as Oddball.
All right.
Where am I at here? Yeah, all right. So if you see that first column there, they're the ones in green.
I'm looking at the wrong column here. Sorry. Give me
they signed
seconds.
Up today. And then we'll jump into... I don't know how many of these we're going to be able to get through. We're not going to get through them all. Otherwise, the show will go on for 10 hours and we won't be able to do a bunch of episodes.
Yeah, exactly. Are you starting with the very top green one there?
Isaac.
Yep.
You want to go ahead?
Yeah. So Isaac signed up.
Hold on.
Sorry. I'm not exactly sure how you wanted to do this.
I wanted to let everybody know that so while we have basic internet skills between the both of us, we only have the ability to dig up so much information on these people. So with that being said, there's some random facts and shit. Mm-hmm.
We'll just have to kind of fill it in with totally not made up stuff that we absolutely know to be true. So Isaac signed up for the $5 tier. It looks like he is 13 years old. I'm hoping that he used a legit credit card.
I don't care whether it's legit or not. I know we got paid.
Right. So it looks like he recently discovered within the last 6 months or so that his mom used to be his dad, actually. So that's interesting. I don't know why he would share that information, but and he's always dreamed since he was a little kid, you know, a year ago, of playing Pokemon Go professionally. So
fuck, maybe we could hook him up with Oddball and they could be like tag team champions.
Oddball's probably still got all his hologram cards and that shit.
I don't even know what the fuck he was talking about. I don't know.
I don't either.
Darren, he signed up today as well.
All right.
So all we could find on him is he thinks he invented the peanut butter and dog trick.
We'll let him think that.
It looks like it's related. He's also not allowed within 100 feet of a pet store. He was the manager of a JV football team the year they almost went to state.
So close.
And he knows the lyrics to Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus forwards and backwards.
That's a fucking achievement.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, just to have listened to that song it's all the way through, an achievement.
Now let's jump over to the fuck, man. We got your other list to work off of too.
Oh man, too much information here, guys.
All right.
Which one are you going to?
We're going to jump to the card that you put up, Mark, $20 tier.
All right. So the first one here is Jacob.
Don't say any last names.
Nope, I'm not. The first one here is Jacob. And Jacob is 22 years old. He is a youth pastor at his local church. He owns and operates a homeless shelter that is also a doubles as a soup kitchen for veterans. And he donated part of his liver and some of his skin from his ass to a child who was burned in a house fire. It wasn't Bernie, by the way. And he's also a known pedophile.
You know, as far as all the investigation I did on these, I'm surprised I don't remember that. Maverick, 37 years old, worked as an extra on TV shows Punky Brewster and Alf. Trained as an apprentice. It's like I'm reading this for the first time. He trained as an apprentice puppeteer under Paul Fusco. Weight gain and depression led to a falling out between the two. Whereabouts currently unknown, rumored to be the voice behind Meg Griffin. Unconfirmed.
Oh, shit. And then we have Dustin here. Dustin is, he prefers they, them. I fucked it all up. See, they prefer they, them pronouns. Jesus criminy. It's hard for me. I'm sorry, Dustin. They, them pronouns. They are a proud communist. God damn it. I just can't get it right. They are a proud communist, 17 years old. And apparently he's always the loudest voice in support of marginalized people. And they are upper middle class and white. And their dad owns a car dealership. Their mom is a pharmaceutical rep. And they run a bookstore that sells communist poetry books.
Looks like Bob, $20 patron tier, 31 years old. He lives off the proceeds of a lottery winning. He doesn't own a television, but he does read a lot of books. Has a very well-stocked wine cellar. Mm-hmm. He murdered his wife and made a suit out of her skin. He doesn't wear it because he can't fight. He murdered his wife and made a suit out of her skin. He doesn't wear it because he can't find shoes that match.
I hate when that happens.
You must have been getting tired on that one.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's research. Oh, shit. All right. Where are we at here? Ramiro, he sells vacuum cleaners door to door. He plays soccer on the weekends, and he's afraid of heights. He's 29 years old, has dreams of learning to figure skate. But it says here that he doesn't mean it in a gay way, just for the technical part.
Sky, she is 24 years old, in a relationship with Mario the Plumber from the video games. What the fuck, man? Disowned by her parents, her brother dresses up as Mario to feed her delusions. Not clear what he gets out of it. Orthodox Pastafarian. All right. Colander on the head and all.
Right. Is right. Some crazy research. All right. The next one is Nathan. Nathan totally doesn't work for the CIA, and he totally didn't join the Who's Right Navy to infiltrate and destroy the organization from the inside. And he loves dogs.
All right.
That's all I can find.
Last $20 tier, Devin, assistant head receiver in charge of packaging for a trucking company. 29 years old, still lives with his dad. His mom ran off with a younger woman many years ago. And he loves fine Italian food, his favorite restaurant being Sbarro's.
Love Sbarro's. So good.
All right, we got the other one. Which one was that? That was 20, right?
That was 20, yeah.
All right, so now we're going to the $10 tier.
Yeah. All right, so at the top of the $10 tier, we've got Andrew. Andrew has a degree in creative writing from some online university. It says it on here, but I don't care enough. Pizza delivery driver, and he also has a paper route. He's 21 years old, and he's homeless.
Chris, 27 years old, owns his own home and three other homes on his block, but doesn't rent them out. He's a night janitor at a bread factory. He has a pet bird and a rare form of colon cancer. And from what we found out, he's only got about 3 months left to live.
Right. So
please up your donation.
So this, the next one here is
Deuce.
I don't have, is that?
That's Deuce.
Oh, cool. So Deuce is currently incarcerated for a crime he swears he didn't commit, and we believe him. He's 19 years old, but he didn't graduate high school or get a GED. He makes the best toilet wine in the whole prison system, so much so that the warden sells it to inmates at other prisons.
All right. I feel like this is crashing and burning, man.
I don't think so. I think this is pertinent information that people really need to know.
All right. So we've got to get over. We're running out of time here. So we've got to do our Patreon episode, our bonus show, I guess.
Yeah.
So you can go over there, get signed up, and the link will be sitting there waiting for you to come watch us do the next show.
All right. Bye.
But hold on a minute. God damn it.
Nope.
What are we doing here? Yoursstickerstore.com. Look, it. Just go through everything. Go to all these things and do all these things.
PayPal. That's the best one. Go to PayPal and search for us somehow or some way.
I was gonna try to find Oddball to play that as we were leaving, but fuck it. Go to Spotify and play it right now. We'll sit and wait. All right. We're going to go over to the other the bonus episode stream. Look for you guys there. Bye-bye. Came through in the clutch. Came through in the clutch. Came through in the clutch. Clutch. Came through in the clutch. Came through in the clutch. Came through in the clutch. Coach Vultures put you in the crutch. Me, myself, and I, nothing you do with us. Can't do shit. The devil's a lie. Ain't no truth in you, bruh. Ain't no truth. Why them niggas out here boosting you up? Who toast crunch up? Does the body no good? Why them clowns out here juicing you up? Say you not a fan? Oh, well. In the clutch on the sideline. Oh, dear. Oh.